You are on Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. We are in the middle of our shoe swap segment. I have just gone religious, and Dave, you're about to go religious in a completely different way.
This is, of course, talking about the religion that is beer. Thousands and thousands of men and women worship this particular beverage. I mean, beer is the world's oldest and most popular alcoholic beverage. Did you know that?
No.
It is. It absolutely is. What, did you think it was vodka? No, but beer is indeed the oldest and most popular alcoholic beverage. But, you know, every time I think of beer, well, this was before my shoe swap experience right here, right now. Every time I thought of beer, I thought of, you know, sort of beer gutted men in, you know, flannelettes, you know, gut and hairy chest popping out, balding and thinning, sunburnt skin, you know, the truckie's cap and like dirt under the fingernails and King G shorts. That's what I thought of when I thought beer. But now, you know, after doing the shoe swap thing, I've had a completely change of perspective because, you know, nowadays beer is just so, it's something so widely accepted. And, you know, there's a rise of boutique beer that's happening now. And, you know, a lot of men are really getting into it. And there's all this specialized beer, you know. So now I'm getting this image of metrosexual swirling, really expensive premium lagers.
It's like wine tasting.
It is. It's come to that elevated status. I think beer tasting and, you know, being a beer connoisseur is something to be respected now. It's no longer just a cheap drink. So what's happened is that, so this is me this week, you know, your cocktails queen, taking a sip of beer, you know, having a taste of the wild sort of hair on your chest, oh, raw, a man, hear me roar, kind of, you know, drink.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know you were shocked to find me at the Christmas party having a sip of beer. You know what? I've been taunted in the past for drinking this beverage. I'd be the only gay man in a club drinking beer. So, I mean, I was at a Christmas function at work once, and how insulting was this? One of my workmates decided to film me drinking it as evidence because she didn't believe that I actually drink this product. So in light of all the criticism, I've decided, okay, let's do this beer connoisseur thing once and for all just to show off my knowledge as a gay man who knows his beer. Now, Jade, I don't know if you know this, but there are a few different types of beer. Two of the more common ones. First one was ale. You know, everyone knows what an ale is. It's sort of the lighter, fruitier tasting beer. And then there are the lagers, which is, you know, the more commonly consumed kind, you know, the more commercial, the crisper, cleaner sort of taste. Those are the lagers. Now, I'm going to tell you what to look for in a good beer because I am the expert here tonight, right here. So ever since, you know, 2001, 2002, there's been a rise of, you know, demand for designer and boutique beer here in Australia. So it's only a trend that's just sparked in the past few years. And research shows that, you know, as a nation, we are drinking far less beer, but the stuff we're drinking is actually quality. So I think there's been a shift of attitude when it comes to beer consumption. And it seems that most of our beer drinking boys are no longer just after a quick fill, but, you know, they're more image and sort of weight conscious. I mean, to be seen, you know, swirling around, you know, in a bottle of designer beer or, you know, boutique sort of premium lager beer, it's actually apparently more attractive to the opposite sex. So, you know, just downing the VB is no longer hot. You have to be seen with that $15 bottle. So,
oh, okay. So it's a status thing.
It is absolutely a status thing these days. Beer is not just beer, just like everything else. There's a status to it. There's an image to it. So you are what you drink. So here's what to look for in a good beer. This is our Different Strokes guide. First thing to look out for is obviously the appearance of it. Just like when you're checking someone out at a bar, appearance is very important. And, you know, when you're checking out good beer, you want to make sure that it's got a nice sort of creamy white head on top, you know, that frothy bit. It's got to be nice, white and creamy and just nice and frothy on there. And then you go on to assess the rest of it. So you do your full body scan. You start with the head of the beer, nice and frothy, and then you do the whole eye scanning thing that you make your eyes go up and down. So checking out the body of the beer, you want to make sure it's clear. It's got this sort of deep, sort of goldeny, colory texture. Another thing to look for as well when you're tasting good beer is the aroma of it. Now, myself not being very well versed with beer, you know, Jade, all this tastes the same to me. One tastes the same to the other. So we want to talk to you about smelling beer. I mean, you taste it with your taste buds, but the thing with beer is that it's more about tasting with our nose than our actual taste buds. So with the darker ales, you know, you should expect a more complex taste of nuts and, you know, fruit and coffee sweetness. And with the preferred lagers, you know, you want something crisp and spicy and sort of herbal and, you know, even floral for that. And point number three when it comes to tasting beer is, of course, the taste. Girl, you don't taste with your nose. You taste with your mouth. So it's going down that throat. It's going through those taste buds. So you want to make sure it tastes nice. And I am about to give you some tips when it comes to beer and dinner. Okay, Jade, this is the most informative part of the show.
This is the best part.
How to match beer with dinner. Y'all out there, Christmas party's coming up, so you know how to match your beer now, because once I'm through with you, you'd know. you'd want to look at the proportion of the weight. Heavy beer, heavier meal. Heavier meal, heavier beer. So the heavier meal, what I'm talking about is like your heavy red meats, your steaks, you know, your lamb chops and all that. You want to go for a heavier, darker color beer. That's always a good sort of indication. Lighter meat, we're talking your chicken schnitzels, your, you know, grilled fish, your barramundis and all that. You want to go for a lighter, sort of zestier premium lager beer. And of course, nothing washes down really nice spicy Asian food and curry like bitter beer. I personally don't prefer the bitter ones, but, you know, I might just have to, you know, practice what I preach and, you know, when I have curry, drink responsibly with, you know, some nice bitter beer. How was that, Jade?
It was brilliant, Dave. Yeah. I feel so educated.
Don't you now? You know, you can be the perfect beer dinner party host now.
Mm.
So this is us on Different Strokes here. The number, of course, if you want to SMS in, is 0427JOY949. Coming up after this, of course, we've got music by Young Divas, Dashboards Confessional, and our Ask Jade segment.
Yeah, Boyfriend Troubles.